You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. I am your host, J.J. Leahy. Earlier this week, Packers star running back Aaron Jones sat down with Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV for a look at how the sausage is made.
What was your reaction when the team drafted A.J. Dillon, and what has that relationship been like so far?
I've known since day one. I remember Goot coming into our room, and he went into all the rooms, and he said he wants to try to make the rooms as compatible as possible, because when you're competitive, it just brings out the best in everybody.
Have your reps talked to the Packers at all? Have there been any conversations about extending your contract?
Yes, there were conversations, and I just wait for my agent to call me. I just continue to work.
Right. Just let him handle
continue
it.
To right. work and when the time's right, God's got me.
There has been reporting about a possibility of them shrinking down the preseason to two games, maybe even one. Are you worried that truncated kind of preparation time may affect not only yourself, but the offense, the team in general, as you head into the start of the season?
I don't think so. Like I said, this is going to be our second year, so we kind of got a good grasp of the offense now. I would say if it was our first year in the offense, it would be kind of, whoa. But and then all the guys, we're professionals, so you should be able to come in, be ready to work, and be ready to go. I mean, last year I didn't play at all in the preseason, injury, and then after that they just helped me out. So I mean, as long as you get to practicing, you'll be good.
If you want to hear the rest of the interview, which I highly recommend, Aaron Nagler did a fantastic job. Go check out Aaron Nagler and Cheesehead TV on Twitter, and check out Cheesehead TV on YouTube. NFL team owners had a meeting this week via video conference where they discussed preparations for the 2020 season, as well as Inspire Change social justice programs and workforce diversity, which has been a topic of large debate in recent years concerning the NFL. One thing we do know is that the NFL is planning to launch an education program designed to encourage all their players to register to vote. As I reported yesterday, club owners have told their teams to expect training camps to start on July 28th. For the Packers, one of the more interesting training camp battles to watch will be defensive linemen Montrevious Adams and Trayvon Hester. Adams is a former third-round pick. The Packers signed Hester back on May 1st. He's a fourth-year player who's bounced around between a lot of different teams. In 2018, he was a Philadelphia Eagle, and he's the one in the playoff game against the Chicago Bears who blocked Cody Parkey's kick, giving Packer fans everywhere the satisfaction of the double doink. Now, the D-line is not in awesome shape, and it's likely that Montrevious Adams and Trayvon Hester both make the roster, but they will be battling for a starting position. Second-year King Zakiki is also in the mix, and the Packers are hoping for a big second-year jump out of him. Tyler Lancaster is still on the team, and he shows flashes of brilliance when he's stopping the run. But there's still plenty of rooms for Adams or Hester to make a name for themselves. Both players, in fact, could find rotational use, provided they impress in training camps and the preseason. But the big-name addition on defense this year is inside linebacker Christian Kirksey, who replaced Blake Martinez. Kirksey's numbers aren't amazing, In Kirksey's first four full years, he racked up 11.5 sacks and 2 fumble recoveries. However, next-gen stats shows that Kirksey has a lot of run stuffs. That's a tackle for loss or a tackle for no gain. Kirksey had more run stuffs in 20 fewer games than Blake Martinez did. Kirksey also averages 1 quarterback pressure per game over the last 3 seasons, compared to Blake Martinez, who only averaged 1 quarterback pressure every 2 games in that same time period. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the PackerNet podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to PackerNet.com. And follow the PackerNet podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been your daily Green Bay Packers update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.